The Williamsport Symphony Orchestra's holiday concert is always eagerly anticipated. The magic begins as soon as one walks into the lovely Community Arts Centre in Williamsport, decorated for Christmas with one of the largest and loveliest trees you're likely to find anywhere. The music is light and the mood light-hearted. At one point each year, the maestro, Gerardo Edelstein, leaves the symphony orchestra on stage, tells them to carry on performing as he runs about the auditorium with a large basket in his arms, distributing candy to anyone young in the room. And then there is always a special guest, someone who appeals to all ages, making this the very best concert with which to introduce classical music to younger audiences. This year will be no exception. Gerardo Edelstein came into the WVIA Williamsport studio recently to tell us of the plans for the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra holiday concert.
This is one of my favorite concerts because, you know, every year when you sit down with your family, with your friends and have a good time and, you know, reflect about all what happened during the year, to wish everyone a year of success, a new year of success, of excitement, of good life, of health, it makes it just a unique event.
I think it's your favorite concert because you get to be a little bit of a kid. You run around with
true.
A basket of candy.
It's true. And this year is special. We wanted to do something a little different. So, of course, we will play all the holiday tunes, you know, the favorites, you know, for everyone. But, you know, I watched a few videos not long ago about this incredible mime. His name is Dan Kamen. And I was puzzled and intrigued, you know, how a mime actually can perform without saying a word and being so convincing and being so expressive and so delightful. The videos that I've watched, people have such a great time that I said, I have to invite this guy to Williamsport and have our audiences experience a show with a mime. But I have to tell you the truth, Fiona, I'm a little nervous about the whole thing.
You're nervous.
Yes.
The maestro is nervous. We have that on record.
As soon as we contracted Mr. Kamen, we had a phone call and he said to me, well, do you know that there is a script for this show? All right. And he said, and you will have to learn it. And I said, oh, really? So I'm not going to just conduct? And he said, no. There's going to be a lot of interaction between him and me and the audience. And you know, Fiona, that I have no problem to interact with the audience, but with a script. So I started already practicing all those words, and I can't wait till I have the first rehearsal and see what everything turns into. I don't want to give it away.
No, but me. So Dan Kamen comes with a story already. You don't give him a story to mime. He comes with a script, with a story.
Exactly. And that's what he's all about. There is a show that is, of course, about him, about the music, but we have to follow a script, you know, with wonderful music. The symphony will accompany him with incredible music. I'll just mention a few tunes here because people will totally recognize it. So we have from Peter and the Wolf by Prokofiev, going to In the Hall of the Mountain King from Peer Gynt by Grieg, Rossini, the Finale from William Tell Overture, Beethoven's Scherzo from the Symphony No. 1, excerpts from the Emperor Waltzes by Strauss, and we'll finish with Bartok Romanian Folk Dances. So it's incredible music and so varied, right? So different. I will just tell you one little thing. So then people can start imagining how fun this evening would be. Mr. Kamen, the mime, wants to be the conductor of the symphony. So there we go. That's when everything starts, and you need to come to see how all this unfolds. I'm really excited about it. And at the same time, we will showcase some youngsters like we every year we do. Our talented students that most of them play in orchestras in the city of Williamsport, in the high school mainly, and they're members of the Williamsport Youth Orchestra. They will play side by side with the symphony, the Christmas Festival by Leroy Anderson. You know, it's a fantastic piece, a fantastic arrangement. I don't know if people know very much about Leroy Anderson. He's a fabulous composer of light music. He didn't write, you know, serious symphonies or operas. He had fun writing light music, and it was discovered by the great conductor from the Boston Pops, Arthur Fiedler. Mr. Anderson had a very rigorous classical training, studying at the New England Conservatory in Boston, Harvard University, but he liked to arrange music. He worked as an organist and choral director in Boston, and Mr. Fiedler was the one who discovered one of his arrangements and actually started commissioning pieces for the Boston Pops. You probably heard the Jazz Pizzicato or the Blue Tango, the Typewriter, right? There is a piece with a typewriter solo, and of course the Christmas Festival that includes all the most known Christmas tunes. So we will start the program with this piece, and very excited again to have the Youth Orchestra joining the symphony in this side-by-side performance.
How exciting for the Youth Orchestra. They do this every year with you. What an experience that must be for young musicians.
Yeah, because, you know, as I mentioned before, they do play in orchestras, mostly string orchestras, and some of the wind players, they play in their school bands, but they never get the chance to play with a real symphony, with a full symphony. The idea always is to place them with one symphony musician, so they will sit by a principal or a section musician from the orchestra. So they're pretty much mixed around the orchestra, and they get the chance to play with our fabulous musicians.
That's such a lovely thing, because they don't feel separate, and at the same time you are watching a young musician being mentored by an experienced musician. It must be very exciting for them. It's also exciting for us as audience members to see them blossom.
Exactly. And, you know, you have to just see their faces. That's what I enjoy the most. You know, as I'm conducting them, you see their faces, their excitement and their enjoyment is something that's unforgettable. And talking about talent, Fiona, you won't believe what we had this year for the Young Artist Competition. We have had, I believe it was 12 unbelievable young performers that play for a chance to solo with the Williamsburg Symphony. And I have to tell you that for the first time in years, I had such a hard time to pick one, because they were so incredible, so talented. And that tells a lot about the importance of the arts in this area, and of course the teachers that are in this area, and the dedication of the parents, you know, taking their sons and daughters to lessons and making sure they practice. So we had to pick one. We will have a fabulous pianist. His name is Baron Cao, and he's going to perform the last movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto number 23 in A major. A beautiful piece that, interestingly, was written at the same time that he was finishing Le Nozze di Figaro, Marriage of Figaro opera. It's not that they have a connection, one piece to the other, but you can hear the maturity of Mozart in these two pieces. What is fantastic about these piano concerti, especially the last ones, he wrote 27, is the way he treats the orchestra. Very colorful. He starts bringing the winds more and interacting with the strings and soloing and interacting with the piano. All these conversations is almost like an opera on its own with a soloist. So we are very glad to perform this in this concert. I wish that we could have more opportunities to showcase these talented students. Actually, you will see many of them playing side by side with the orchestra, because some of them, violinists and cellists, we audition for this competition. Anyways, they will be on stage and they will be recognized as well.
This is an evening that's very special to all of us, not just because it's the holiday season, but because there's something special going on stage, and it's something for every member of the family.
Absolutely, and I would encourage you to come with your friends, your families, invite as many people as you can, because this is a special concert with a special guest, with so much young talent, and with our incredible symphony, the gem of Williamsburg, that continues celebrating its 50th anniversary. So exciting.
If you want to bring young ones, it's a moment from the moment they walk through the door with the gigantic Christmas tree in the inner lobby at the Community Arts Centre, and then the excitement of the evening. There are times, Gerardo, when we leave the symphony orchestra moved and in tears, and there are times when we leave inspired, and there are times when we leave contemplative. This is the time of year when we walk out that door just laughing, full of the joys of the season.
Oh, you said it perfectly. You set it up so perfectly. And I hope to see you all. It's going to be a wonderful evening, and happy holidays to everyone.
And if nothing else, it's just such fun seeing you running around with that basket of candy.
We'll make sure I don't forget that.
Tell us when this concert is.
The concert is December 13th. It's a Tuesday at 7:30 at the Community Arts Center. See you all there.
Gerardo Edelstein talking about the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra's holiday concert, which is coming up on Tuesday, December the 13th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. To find out more, you can visit the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra's website at williamsportsymphony.org. For tickets, you can call the Community Arts Centre box office at 570-326-2424. Thank you very much to Gerardo Edelstein.
And to you, Fiona Powell.